Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you. Coming to you from my basement out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado. Dave Buhner, also in studio with me. And friends, today we want to talk a little bit about Obamacare and the implications on 2014. The year is approaching where we will be turning on American socialist medicine. Of course, American medicine has been largely controlled by government for the last 30 to 40 years. Medicare and Medicaid have moved about 40% of American medicine into the public sector, which means that we're about 40% socialist in that area. We're just working our way into a Swedish situation where the governments are controlling 70 to 80% of the gross national income, and they're controlling just about every single aspect of our lives. That's the direction that socialists have been going for the last 100 years, or roughly 140 years since the Communist Manifesto came off the pen of one Karl Marx. But it's not our worldview. And we think it's going to create a dystopia, not a utopia. And that's pretty much what a lot of these people are saying from the mainstream media, friends. I mean, we're not the only ones saying this. You know, you got about 40% of America saying this. 60% of America, of course, on welfare or on the government dole or government checks of some sort. But there's still a percentage of Americans that agree with us. There's still probably about 80 to 100 million people in America that would agree with what we're saying out here in our studio in my basement on the Eastern Plains of Colorado, as we're trying to hang on to some remnants of freedom in the area of medical care. Well, this comes from Fortune magazine, and Jeff Colvin is one of the editorialists here. He writes that 2013 is the year we become the healthcare nation. The largest issue America will face in 2013, healthcare, it only will get larger as the national conversation changes. We'll find that by year end, we're talking about it all the time. Whether the ostensible topic is politics, government, the economy, our jobs, or our families, healthcare, unavoidable topic. Medicare, Medicaid are the biggest element of our most serious national problem, crushing federal debt. Washington has evaded the debt crisis for the past 2 years, but can't do so any longer. The Congressional Budget Office recently projected that spending on the major healthcare programs would grow from more than 5% of the GDP today to almost 10% in 2037. That would be doubling as a percentage of the GDP. Without changes, healthcare alone will consume more of the federal budget than all discretionary spending does now. Defense, law enforcement, courts, all regulatory agencies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Every time an elected official whispers something about cutting Medicare or Medicaid's growth, large groups of citizens will scream. They'll yell even louder. As 2013 progresses, we all come to grips with the Affordable Care Act. The employer mandate takes effect on January 1, 2014, so companies are deciding what kind of health insurance, if any, to offer employees. We can be certain that some employers are currently offering insurance. We'll find they can save money by dropping it and paying the required penalty. If you think workers will be surprised when their coverage disappears, just wait until they discover they'll be violating federal law if they don't buy health insurance on their own. Employers who've raised this issue with employees report that many of them, especially lower-paid ones, are simply incredulous. No one can force them to spend their hard-earned dollars on insurance if they don't want to, workers say, but they're wrong. Low-paid workers might be able to get subsidies for the premiums they'll have to pay on the state insurance exchanges if they can figure out how. The exchanges are scheduled to open for enrollment on October 1st, but so far only 20 states have set them up. On unpleasant surprises may even await workers who do not have employer-sponsored coverage. A lot of full-time employers going to part-time, on and on and on and on. This is a nightmare, Dave. It's a nightmare. It's Fortune magazine. The thing is a total nightmare. America is moving into chaos, and these people are not going to appreciate the fact that their insurance premiums are going to go up $3,000 and even higher. That's Forbes article that just came out yesterday. They're talking about $2,500 for the typical family. Some are saying closer to $3,000 increases in the first year. Bloomberg, as you just said, are saying that premiums will probably double in the next 10 years or so. So you're talking about going from paying $12,000 a year to $24,000 a year. You're going to have barely enough money to pay for tennis shoes and everything else, with $24,000 of your annual income sucked up into mandated insurance to make sure that everybody gets their abortions paid for, all their abortifacient day after pills, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm just very, 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 very thankful that we are exempted. We're exempted. That's right. The Christian Medical Sharing Ministry is exempted from this. I'm just very happy with it. Very content with it. I actually would much rather be paying my $3,600 a year than paying $24,000 stinking dollars for insurance premiums that I don't even want the coverage for.
Well, Kevin, you're not the only one exempted. It turns out the president himself is exempted. Yeah. Congress is exempted.
Oh, yeah, and then all his cronies. He's got a list of all his cronies.
There's 700 companies,
all his cronies, yeah.
Unions.
Anybody who wants to exempt, yeah.
I'm reading this. I can't hardly believe it.
The private sector is going to get hit hard, though, Dave. You know, little companies with 140 employees, you know, 1,200 employees here, 60 employees there. These are the people going to get hit hard.
Well, it turns out, I'm reading this here, nearly 20% of the waivers are in Nancy Pelosi's district.
That's pretty high. I don't think her district is that big, is it?
No, no. It's the San Francisco area. But it includes things like restaurants and nightclubs, you know, places like that.
So 20% in the San Francisco area where Nancy Pelosi is representative.
Right.
That's like 1/435th of the country, right?
Something. I don't know.
Well, that's 435 congressmen and women. So that's 1/435th of the country. And you're saying 10%?
20%. 20% of the waivers, according to this article right here.
That's called cronyism.
Cronyism. It's just plain corruption.
Corruptionism.
It's corruption.
Corruptionism.
Yeah, you pay me, I pay you kind of thing. And by the way, I have this big club to bring against their enemies because they're going to have to pay $36,000 in insurance. And you're only going to have to pay, you know, $3,000 or whatever it is.
Neat thing that Obama put together there for the
Democrats. But we had to pass it in order to find out what was in it.
Yeah.
That was, of course, Nancy Pelosi's line. We have to pass it in order to find out what's in it because nobody read it.
Is John Roberts exempted, Dave?
John Roberts in the court. I'm not sure if
didn't John Roberts help the Obamacare thing?
Well, he said it was a tax.
Yeah. Was he exempted? Was he exempted from the mandate insurance?
I don't know. Is he a union member? Because if he was, he probably is. And, maybe he's planning on joining a union. Maybe he's part of the Obamacare. Because, Obama has his own special care. Congress is exempted. You always have to wonder about a law that Congress exempts themselves from.
Yeah.
That's usually not good for the people.
This is nasty. I feel bad for a lot of Americans. But one thing is for sure, Dave. These Christian medical sharing ministries like SamaritanMinistries.org, they're going to be going, the next 10 months, they are going to be taking off. The vast majority of our listeners have already called. They've already gone to SamaritanMinistries.org, and they're checking it out. So that's my understanding, is we've already got our listeners. And I'm guessing there are probably a few left. If any of you have not gone to SamaritanMinistries.org, now's the time to do it, friends. Because by 2014, you're done for. And I don't know what kind of insurance you're going to have in 2014. We'll be back in just a moment with more. And I want to focus in on how we're going to solve this problem in just a moment on the Generations Broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson.
Every year, Generations with Vision sponsors a family economics conference somewhere in America. This year, we're sponsoring two conferences, one in Washington State and the other in St. Louis, Missouri. For families who want to reintegrate the family into a family economic vision, for families who want to find ways to mentor their sons and daughters into the family economy, this is just the conference for you. How do you choose the optimum business dreams for your family? How do you integrate your children into the family economy? What about budgets and debt and capital investments? And what about inheritance and taking care of grandpa and grandma along the way? We'll have young entrepreneur panels, mom and daughter panels, farming panels, retail and e-commerce panels, audience surveys, and some great keynote speakers, including free-range farmer Joel Salatin, entrepreneur Eric Weir, and Kevin Swanson. Join us for our four-day mega conference in St. Louis or the two-day fall conference in Olympia, Washington. Register today at FamilyEconomics.com. That's FamilyEconomics.com.
Welcome back to the Generations Radio Broadcast. My friend Kevin Swanson with you. Vast changes occurring in our country over the next year or so with the Obamacare policies taking effect in 2014. And so with me to talk about this again is James Lansbury. He's a friend of this program for a long, long, long time, probably since the very, very beginning. Samaritan Ministries is a Christian medical sharing ministry that has been sharing Christian medical bills for the last, 20 years or so. I've been part of it for about 14 years now. And James is back with us. Welcome, James.
Thanks, Kevin. It's great to be back with you.
You know, as I'm thinking about it, you guys have been around since the early 1990s, haven't you?
Yeah, we started out sharing needs in 1994, and we've been, seen lots of rides in the healthcare arena in that time, and we continue to see quite stormy seas coming up over the next few years.
That's for sure. That's for sure. We're getting news from Fox News, Forbes magazine, others saying it's going to be a virtual nightmare transitioning America into Obamacare. I'm sorry, Obamacare. And it's going to be a hassle for a lot of people. And are you seeing that Christians are more and more wanting to move away from that system over to the Christian medical sharing ministries like yours?
Oh, I think they are. I think a lot of people are still trying to figure out how to transition, and you know, where there's going to be huge increases in health insurance. And some of that's going to depend on the employer market. I think that you know, right now there's still, you know, 80% of Americans get their health care through their employer. And I think that's going to drop significantly over the next 12 to 18 months. But right now that still exists. In particular, of note is going to be those who are working for smaller employers, but people that are not affected by that employer mandate that also kicks in next year, those employers that employ 50 or fewer employees.
So a lot of those smaller companies could either go out of business or their employees just lose their medical care entirely.
Yeah, and it's going to be one of the things where the nature of the Affordable Care Act is actually going to encourage those small employers to just drop those plans. They're going to go up by 30 or 40% over the next 3 years and just making it really expensive. And since there will be no penalty for them, they can just slough their employees off to those state-run exchanges and feel good about it because, well, we're actually going to be able to continue to pay them, but and they can go get subsidized insurance from the government. And so we think, economically speaking, that because of those cost differentials, that small group markets, especially for those who are employing 50 or fewer employees, are just going to dry up. There's going to be fewer and fewer people interested in them. And because of that, the costs will go up even faster. And I expect the small group market within the next 18 to 36 months to be non-existent.
I'm wondering if some of the restaurant franchises, some of the fast food restaurants are going to move more and more from full-time employment to part-time employment as well.
Well, I think that's going to be the case, but it certainly the way that the Affordable Care Act actually defines what a full-time employee and how they calculate that 50 employees is really complicated. They actually have 18 pages of regulations just defining what a full-time employee is.
Oh, man.
And that's really ludicrous. You would need 18 pages, but this is the federal government we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And so moving to all part-time employees will only help you a little bit depending on the number of part-time employees you have. And you'll have to actually get them down under 28 hours in order to be considered part-time for the purposes of this particular act. And so I'd expect you'll see more and more restaurants looking for ways to divide up, but even it's based on your employer. And so if you're a small franchisee, I worked for a McDonald's franchisee in South Carolina, and he owned three separate restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his employees would be calculated based on all three restaurants combined, and there's no way that he'd be able to run all of those with less than 50 full-time employees. And so you're going to find that there's going to be less and less incentive for businesses to grow, and at the profit margin of a restaurant or a grocery store, it's going to be very difficult to fund insurance or to deal with the penalty. And I think we're going to see a huge economic effect from this employer mandate kicking in as well as the individual mandate. But still, you're going to find a lot of employers that decide that being willing to pay for that penalty of $2,000 per year per employee will be far superior of an idea to them than paying for the health insurance that could cost $12,000, $13,000, $14,000 per employee. And who knows how fast that's going to go up.
This could be the coup de grace for the American economy as an economy, but at least we're going to see millions and millions of people affected by this law kicking in 2014. And James, I've got to just encourage people to go towards the exemptions. And one of the great exemptions is the Christian medical sharing exemption. I mean, it's not the only exemption. My understanding is the Muslims have been exempted too. Is that true?
Well, there is an urban myth about that. There are some exemptions that are in there, but there's no clear exemption for all Muslims.
All right.
As I've seen reported on a few places,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are some exemptions for people who are part of the Indian reservations. There are exemptions for the Amish, just like they've been exempted from the Social Security system.
Yeah.
And there's this large exemption for healthcare sharing ministries. And so it's great to be a part of something like Samaritan. I've been a member since 96 myself. It's been a wonderful boon to my family. You actually have, as we talk today, I have a child who is still in the NICU from a recent childbirth. We just had our ninth child who was born without a heartbeat.
Oh, wow.
But so we're facing hundreds, you know, possibly a couple hundred thousand dollars in medical bills, but we don't sit around fretting about that because we know the families of the Samaritan are going to be there to help take care of those bills when they start rolling in.
So is the little one going to make it? What's the prognosis,
James? He's doing great. He is, as far as NICU patients go, he is having a banner time.
Oh, good.
We're expecting to bring him home as soon as next Monday.
Great.
Before he's 2 weeks old. And we're really excited to have little Ezekiel added to our family, but it's not been an experience that will be inexpensive.
Right, right. Praise God for this idea, medical sharing with Christians. And, of course, this has roots in a biblical concept where Christians pull together, we help each other, and we have an accountable system. I love the accountability that's contained in this, James. I'm reminded of it every single Sunday. I think I've got 60 to 70% of the families in our church with Samaritan Ministries, it seems to me, because we're constantly signing new registrations as families sign up for Samaritan Ministries. And I have a feeling that's happening everywhere. Are you seeing an increase?
I think it is, especially among churches that are promoting, you know, family independence, being self-employed, you know, and trying to encourage families to be out there where they can be a better influence in their family and have the kind of family structure that you've encouraged through the Generations Family Economics Conferences, where families move out of corporate America and into a place where you can have a family business model where you start training up sons and daughters to understand the family economy.
Yeah. Well, there's just almost no reason why any family should not at least check out Samaritan Ministries if they're Christian families and they belong and are accountable to a Christian church. And you know, I mean, this may affect a lot of people, not just the self-employed, but those who may not want to go with insurance or the insurance mandated by their company.
Well, and that's going to be important. Christians who are pro-life because they believe in the unique nature of humans created in the image of God and who want to be consistently pro-life are going to be forced to choose between being a part of a corporate system where things like the morning after pill and abortion will be mandated benefits as a part of their insurance plan, as we saw with the Hobby Lobby case recently, where they're fighting back and pushing back against the federal government mandating things like this. But most corporations are just going to bow to those mandates, and your health insurance plans are going to help pay for abortion. And Samaritan Ministries has always provided an option for you to choose something that is consistent with your pro-life principles so that you can know that your health care dollars are going toward families who are in need, Christians who need it, and not a single dollar rubber gourd go toward funding an abortion.
Praise God for the option. I mean, praise God that we can be Christians still in this world, and we can opt out of a system that enforces abortion funding everywhere we look. You know, it's nice to be able to be a Christian and to use something like the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries to cover these things. And, you know, James, it's not really that pricey. It's not that expensive. I'm getting a lot of things. Here's a Forbes magazine article. The insurance premiums are going to be $3,000 plus higher over the next couple of years. Some of the estimates are taking it as high as, you know, $20,000 to $24,000 per year per family for insurance under Obamacare. And you're not even near that.
No, it's $355 for a family of three or more. With Samaritan Ministries, only $300 for a two-person family. It is amazing to see how much God has blessed our members to be able to keep those costs down, whereas insurance policies are out there, you know, going up by 10, 20% in some states, and the cost drivers and the mandated benefits that are included in the Affordable Care Act are only going to drive costs up even faster. And so it's going to be scary to see exactly how fast insurance policies are going to go up in price starting next year. Now, for families that are under 400% of federal poverty, there will be some help, quote-unquote, in the form of subsidies, but if you're not at least down toward the 250% of the poverty level, you're probably not going to find that the subsidies make up enough of the difference to make insurance affordable.
And think about the families that don't want to be on welfare. Think about the families that still want to be free from government officials enforcing their expectations upon your medical needs and forcing your choices in medical needs. And as you said, what the government funds, the government controls, and there are still a few families, a few Christian families out there that may not be the richest families in the world, but certainly do not want to be have their dignity taken away from them and placed on the welfare rolls in the years to come. And here's a wonderful option that would probably even save them what would not be compensated by the federal government as well.
Well, and that's a fantastic option for families to have something that's consistent with their religious values. It doesn't have the penalties associated with the individual mandate because of, you know, God creating what you've called this island of freedom in the midst of the Affordable Care Act, where we can have this penalty-free mechanism for Christian families to share one another's health care expenses. And this has been a great option for Christians up to this point, and it will continue to be a great option even after this individual mandate kicks in for next year.
James, you've got 20,000-some families on the rolls right now. My guess is you're going to push into the hundreds of thousands. I hope you've got a building large enough to take all of this extra business coming your way.
Well, we're working on it quickly, and we're experiencing the great blessing from the Lord over the last few months, and we're continuing to look forward to His blessing coming forward. We've had our busiest month in new members ever this past month, and we're really excited to see what God has in front of us over the next few years.
Quickly, James, your coverage, what you cover. Some have asked if you cover childbirth and midwifery costs for those who want to go that direction.
We share in maternity needs just like any other need. Our members share in needs from $300 on up. Mm-hmm. And so any need that exceeds $300, our members will share in. Okay. And that includes midwives, it includes maternity care, it includes, you know, anything that goes on that's not routine that you can't plan for that our members are sharing in. So remember, our members are sharing over $6 million every single month in medical bills.
Incredible. Incredible. Well, I encourage folks to check out SamaritanMinistries.org as a very, very important fundamental option to maintain freedom for the future and also to maintain your Christian family values in the area of insurance and medical needs. So we're going to push as many people your direction as possible. How do we get the word out more and more, James? Is there anything you're doing to get that word out? I mean, I think we need to get this in front of every single Bible-believing church in America. I just honestly think that everybody needs to be notified about the Christian Medical Sharing Ministry by 2014, by January of 2014.
Well, one of the ways we're trying to get the word out is talking to people like you, Kevin, and getting out on your radio show. Another way is we continue to advertise where we are, but most of our new members come from word of mouth. We have members who are excited about what we're doing. Those 21,000, 23,000 households are referring people every single day to become new members, and we continue to encourage others to look this way. And so as we get the word out, we continue to be excited about the growth that God is producing, and we continue to look for more ways to get the word out. So if you know someone who needs Samaritan Ministries out there in your listening audience, or who just get on our website, it's SamaritanMinistries.org. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. And contact us through the website, or there's a phone number there to be able to get a hold of us, and we'd be glad to talk to you about why we think Samaritan Ministries could be a great option for you, and how you can not only come in with us, but refer other people to be a part of the ministry. We've got a great referral program as well for our members.
Well, James, I'm going to keep this on the front burner for the rest of the year. I'm just hitting the panic switch on this one and encouraging people to you know, use a viable solution to the problem of insurance that's considered a problem by Forbes magazine and Fox News. And everybody's saying this is a major issue and we've got to get this resolved in the next year. And I think especially with Christians, our brothers and sisters out there need to find this island of freedom by January of 2014. I'm going to encourage people to Facebook this program, Facebook this issue, to get that link to SamaritanMinistries.org on every single Facebook account that is out there, and Twitter it, and let let the world know, let all of your friends know that this option exists and they need to check it out before January of 2014. And that's about the best I can do today, James. But thank you again for joining us on Generations.
Well, thanks for having me back, Kevin. I appreciate the help, and blessings to you there in Colorado as you continue to fight the fight for the Christian faith.
And we want you at the Family Economics Conference in St. Louis in May as well, because we want to get this thing front and center for all the families that attend there.
Well, it's right down the road, so I can't help to miss it.
Okay, that sounds great. And you have been listening to the Generations Radio broadcast, and my encouragement again is to check out SamaritanMinistries.org. Mention that Kevin Swanson sent you by as well. That helps the ministry here with Generations with Vision. But it is vitally important, I think, that families understand that these options do exist. And by the way, SamaritanMinistries.org is not the only Christian medical sharing ministries. MediShare exists as well. and I think there's one or two others. But be sure you check out these Christian Medical Sharing Ministries before 2014 hits if you're not already a part of that, because I think it's one of the very, very best ways in which Christians can live as Christians and certainly make wise financial decisions and not turn all their decisions over to the government that funds and controls medical care for probably tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people in the years to come. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.